and they used to use, they had something that they called, that was for moving dirt or soil for whatever they were doing, or maybe building roads or a ditch. And then they used to have what they called a scraper, or a slip, they used to call them even that. And they were smaller, and it was just shaped like this. And what I mean, you know, it was all metal or iron, and come around here, and then the rest was open, just like a blade, and you just put that down in the soil, and you could scrape out. They used to build ditches that way.
So it was like a scoop,
and the horse,
I guess.
Yeah, scoop. Yeah, the horses then would pull it, and then you'd get it full, and then you'd have to dump it, you know.
Now, where would the person stand? Behind that?
Oh, yeah, yes, you stood behind it, and you held on. That had handles, one on each side, that they held on to.
I see.
Whoever was driving the team.
Now,
yeah, that was a scraper.
You mentioned a leveler. Is a leveler different
than a scraper? Well, that was, they used to even, I don't know whether they made them homemade then, they might be made out of heavy lumber, and it was made out of boards, say that wide boards around a kind of a frame and some across and a deal to hook onto it, and then you just went over the ground, and these boards, these cross things, whatever they were, they would, you know, they just move the soil and smooth it down. And
now the board was 2x8 or 4x8 or something?
Well, yes, I'm sure they were. They were heavy, thick, maybe thick lumber. It wasn't narrow, whatever they was those days. I can't think how, but it was heavy lumber, I'm sure.
Now, could you tell me some types of tools a rancher would carry around with him?
Oh, land. Well, I don't know, they always had an irrigating shovel if they were irrigating or digging soil, and then there was pitchforks you used to pitch hay, and axe, saws, and, you know, I don't know.
What about to drive nails?
Oh, hammers. You had hammers, of course. Yes, to drive nails.
And to take the wool off a sheep, they'd have?
Well, that was the shears. They had sheep shears, especially a certain type of shear that they sheared sheep with, and years ago it was all manpower. They just grab a sheep and sit him on his tail end mostly and go out and cut him. And they used to cut him up sometimes. They used to cut him too. You know, some people that weren't too careful. But that's the way they sheared sheep those days.
And when the mechanized age came, can you remember the first automobile or the first machinery you had on the farm?
My folks, we never had an automobile in our lives, you see, because that was a long time ago. But don't think we ever had any mechanized. My dad never did. Well, then after we were married, of course, we had a car. The first car my husband had was a pretty ratty-looking old car, as I remember. One that had a cloth top, you know. And what was the name of that car? I can't think. I know, but I can't think right now. But anyway, we had all kinds of cars, and we had some very nice cars through the years. Then we got tractors, and, you know, and we had balers and more modern machinery. And nowadays, of course, they have even more. They have so much of this real expensive machinery that it saves on manpower, but, oh, it costs a fortune to build.
Yeah.
Buy them.
No, were there different
stack,
types?
Like stick and stack, and they where they stack the hay with it now, and these where we used to have, when we used to have in the beginning, we had just a stacker that, what did they call those stackers? I think they had a name, but you just, you'd pull it up wherever you was going to stack your hay, and it had big old long rafters. It was all made out of wood and everything, and there was some metal parts to it, but they would slide, you know. And then they had the